In this bulletin, the federal government releases its election campaign costings, vowing to save an extra $1 billion over the next 4 years. Sweden faces a hurdle from Turkey in its bid to join NATO. And in sport, veteran halfback Nick White resigns for the 2023 Rugby World Cup. Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. I'm Peggy Chakamalos. The Coalition is indicating it's fully covering its federal election promises and says it's improving its budget bottom line by $104 billion in total. The federal government says it has put forward 35 election policies for costings, and a further two are being submitted today for Treasury analysis. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is labelling Labor's Anthony Albanese as weak because he has never delivered a budget before to the Australian public.
He and the Labor Party have not put forward one policy for independent costing by Treasury and Finance, in clear contrast with the Coalition, who have put forward 35 policies for costing by Treasury and Finance.
The federal government has promised that essential services won't be reduced in order to pay for the $2.3 billion worth of election commitments. The federal opposition has confirmed its costings will be published for its election commitments on Thursday as it hits back at the coalition over the cost of living. Labor is proposing a medical manufacturing fund, which will be part of a $15 billion reconstruction package to support medical supply chains, including vaccines. The opposition's Treasury spokesperson, Jim Chalmers, says consumer confidence is falling as the government struggles to manage the country's economics properly.
Now, the difference between our budget and the coalition budget will be really important investments in cleaner and cheaper energy and cheaper childcare and skills and opportunities for more Australians.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has reiterated his concerns about the Chinese government, with the coalition heightening national security as an election campaign issue this week. Labor is accusing the government of failing in its Pacific policy after a draft security agreement between China and the Solomon Islands was leaked and signed off officially in April. On the campaign trail, Mr. Morrison says Australia still plays a strong role in security for the Solomon Islands, despite the snub fueling tensions with China over the deal.
I mean, we have a federal police in the Solomon Islands right now, and we've had defence forces there also back in December. We are their first call on security. That has always been the case. That has not changed. And to suggest otherwise, I think would be wrong.
US authorities are reporting another deadly shooting at a California church that was motivated by hate towards Taiwanese people. The suspect has been identified as a Chinese immigrant, 68-year-old David Chu, while the victim who died in the attack has been named as Dr. John Cheng. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says Dr. Cheng headed towards the danger to attempt to disarm the shooter, but was struck with gunshots. The FBI has launched a hate crime investigation. Turkey's president has declared he won't support a bid from either Sweden or Finland to join NATO membership, shutting down any attempt from delegates to make a case. Sweden is expected to formally apply over the next few days, but like Finland, it needs approval from each of NATO's 30 members. That means Turkey's objections have cast doubt over the plans. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, says both countries should not bother sending delegations to seek out his support.
They're coming to Turkey on Monday. Are they coming to convince us? Well, excuse me, but they should not tire themselves. First of all, we would not say yes to those who impose sanctions on Turkey to join NATO, because then NATO would cease to be a security organisation and become a place where representatives of terrorist organisations are concentrated.
To sport and veteran halfback Nick White has signed on to help lead Australia to next year's Rugby World Cup in France. The number nine has turned down a seven-figure offer from Japan and extended terms with the Brumbies and with Rugby Australia until the end of 2023. Wallabies coach Dave Rennie says it's a coup to have the 31-year-old recommit to Australia ahead of the tournament. See what the weather's doing today. It's sunny and 24 degrees in Perth, a shower or two in Adelaide, 17. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, it's 16 in Hobart, a shower or two later in the day, 14. Partly cloudy in Canberra, also 14. Fine weather for Wollongong, 20. In Sydney, sunny as well, 21. Much the same for Newcastle, 23. A few showers in Brisbane, 26. Mostly sunny and 30 degrees in Cairns. And sunny as well in Darwin, 34 degrees for you. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.